I hope you like video games, because this episode is full of them.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Howdy Radio, The Next Generation, episode 40. I'm Brandon.
I'm Lane.
And how cool that we're on episode 40.
Very, very cool.
That's insane. I'm super proud of that.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Well, we'll come up with something really cool to do at 50, I think.
Yeah.
Because 40 isn't a cool enough number to do something different. I think
we should get a bunch of people on.
Bunch of people on for 50.
Yeah.
We should get, I tried to get Tyler for today's episode. We'll get to that in a second. But yeah, maybe we should do it as,
get all the unknown pod people into.
Oh, it'd be the ultimate crossover episode. Episode 50 of Howdy Radio, The Next Generation.
The ultimate crossover.
Howdy Radio meets the Unknown Podcast.
The Next Generation meets Unknown Podcast. They're both Howdy Radio.
Yeah, perfect. You heard it here, folks. That's what's about to happen on episode 50.
In 15 weeks.
And 10 episodes from now, which, if that's in 15 weeks, I'm okay with that. Honestly, that's not too shabby. It might be next year.
Yeah.
We'll find out how long that takes us to get to. But congrats on sticking with the podcast for 40 episodes.
Yeah.
Nice job. I think we've done a good job with this.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's just get into it instead of just talking about how awesome our own podcast is. But still, 40 is awesome. So the other night, I'm sitting here at this desk that we're sitting at right now. And I was trying to clean up this space a little bit. In this space that I record this podcast and the Unknown Podcast is also where all of my instruments are. I have four guitars in here. That's two electrics, a bass, an acoustic. I have three amps. I have a drum set. I have a desk with a Windows computer. I have a desk with, the Windows computer not working so much anymore, but... I have a desk with a Mac computer. That's where we're sitting at now. I also have a shelf with about 150 records on it with a record player on top of it. There's a lot of stuff in this room. I also have a lot of toys, and that's actually what my point is here. I was at Target the other night, and I wanted to buy this Friday the 13th NECA figure. And Liz was like, "You got too many toys. You don't have any room for any more toys." And she's right. And my desk, anytime I would just bump my desk, like 10 Funkos will fall off of it.
Yep.
And as of right now, my desk is cleaner than it's probably ever been before. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there's 6, 7 Funko Pops on my desk right now.
That's not a Funko Pop.
Yes, it is. This is most certainly a Funko. Yes, Pickle Rick is a Funko Pop.
It's not a Funko Pop. It's just a Funko.
Well, the box said Funko Pop on it. It's just in a completely different style. So for the people watching the YouTube, you get a extra little special thing. So I've got Pickle Rick. I've got the Young Bucks here, which is one of my favorites. I'll never get rid of those. Anyway, I don't need to go through all of them. So I was trying to, I need to get rid of some stuff, basically just so I can buy new stuff. And I'm kind of wanting to get these horror NECA figures now, so getting rid of Pops is kind of the way to go. I'm not a super collector of Pops. Half of them, most of them, I don't even have the box for, which completely ruins the value of them. But I'm looking to get rid of some. So I cleared off a bunch. I put them on a bag.
I have my Young Bucks box.
I do too. I have my Young Bucks box. I think at this point, I've saved most of the boxes that I've got here recently of toys.
Yeah.
I've kind of come to the realization of like, yeah, I do like the way they look open sitting on my desk. But for future purposes, I should probably hold on to the box. Like the Super Troopers. I have three of the Super Troopers that they released last year, and I've kept those boxes.
Yeah.
And there was like 10 different times I thought to myself, like, you know, they're wasting space. The boxes are wasting space over here. I need to throw them away. But now two of the guys are coming to the horror movie convention that's coming to Cincinnati next month, and I'm going to take my Funko boxes and get them signed.
You need to put them back in the box. And
then I will. Signed. Once I get that signed, I will for sure put that back in the box.
No, I mean like put them in the box and then get them signed.
Oh, okay. Not just take the box with me.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also at that same convention,
I have the
ultimate Michael Myers NECA figure that
came
out.
How long have you had that up one?
I just put it up there. I've rearranged down here.
How long have you had that?
Oh, that figure? I just got it in the mail like a couple weeks ago.
No, the up
Funko. Up. Oh, I've had the Up guy Funko for, he was one of my very first ones.
Oh.
He was just buried up there in a bunch of crap. You couldn't even really see him. But yeah, it's one of my original ones. But the NECA Ultimate Michael Myers figure, which is super cool looking. It's my first horror NECA figure. It's from the new movie that just came out last year. And the guy that played Michael Myers is also going to be at this horror con that's coming up. So I'm about to take that box with me and get that box signed by Michael Myers. And that'll end up being one of the coolest things in this room, is what I'm thinking. So, still haven't got to the point that I'm trying to get at.
Okay.
So I cleared off a bunch of space, and I was really proud of, you know, I'm getting rid of a lot of ones that I was into, a lot of Walking Dead ones. That's kind of what got started me on Funkos, but I'm not into it anymore, so those are the ones to get rid of. So as soon as I finish cleaning all of this up, and I'm proud of myself, I open my phone, I open Instagram, and there's a post from Funko that they're making Simpsons and The Office Funko Pops this year. So much for clearing out space. Now I need space for like 20 more. Yeah. Kyle asked me if I was going to get all of the Simpsons ones. I don't know that I'm going to get all of them. There's like 10 of them. I honestly don't think I want to spend that much on them. What?
I said that's a lot of money.
Yeah. And a few of them I'm just not really that into how they look. I don't know. The eyes kind of turned me off to a couple of them. Like I think it was Mr. Burns and somebody else. I didn't like the way they looked. But Radioactive Man and Bart Man, I've already pre-ordered on Big Bad Toy Store because those were my two favorites. So I want to make sure that I get those two.
Did Homo already have his own one? Homo already had his own Funko.
No, this is the first time that that Funko has done Simpsons Pops. Oh, okay. This is brand new. And the possibilities are endless. I mean, there's 500 different characters out of the Simpsons world that they could make.
We're gonna
Simpsons
have like 20 series.
Will all just, they'll buy every single one of them. The Homer that's in this series is Hot Topic exclusive, which kind of sucks.
Why is everything Hot Topic exclusive? And then you see it at like a thrift store. That's always funny.
Yeah. Or a collector store, because I mean, collectors will get those in and sell them for a premium price. However, there's been a couple of them that have been Hot Topic exclusives. For instance, the Young Bucks that we got with no problem. We just had to pay attention to when the stores were getting them in and, you know, just making sure that we were there when we were supposed to be there. So the Homer of this series, which he's wearing the Moo Moo from the episode where he got fat, too fat to work at work, and he worked at home, and he wears a Moo Moo, and that's what he's wearing in this little figure. So I'm really excited about that. So I got the two on pre-order. And then there's the Office ones. I liked all of the Office ones. I thought all of the Office ones looked pretty good. But I especially want the white. That's my favorite looking one. Just because it kind of reminds me of Dwight's bobblehead that he has sitting on his desk. So I definitely want that one.
Yeah.
Too many Funko Pops, man.
Too many.
Too many toys. Toys just in general. There's so much cool stuff out there right now, and a lot of it's really expensive. The NECA figures, they're $30 a pop. There's some cool Mortal Kombat ones. There's it's looking like McFarlane Toys are going to be releasing a line of Mortal Kombat toys.
Didn't they do that in like the 90s?
No, McFarlane's never done Mortal Kombat.
He did Mortal Kombat stuff.
I'm not sure. I'm really not.
I remember going to the comic book store.
Yeah.
And seeing all those.
You know, maybe they did, and I just can't remember for sure. I can't say I'm right.
So I remember they all had, like, different heads and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I've always liked McFarlane, so hopefully they make these cool. They just posted a little teaser thing on their Facebook that said Finish Helm. It was, like, a picture that said Finish Helm, and it said new line coming soon. So sounds like it's pretty obviously Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, they didn't even try to hide that.
So Mortal Kombat 11 comes out soon. So I assume there'll be some toys promoting Mortal Kombat 11, which is cool because I love the way that the Mortal Kombat 11 characters are looking. But I hope they also do some classic ones too, like do like, you know, Sub-Zero from the first game, a toy of that. Yeah. Or, yeah, just, I mean, the possibilities are endless there too. They've got a ton of different stuff they could do.
Yeah.
All right, so yesterday was my kid Tyler. Tyler's birthday. He turned 17 years old, so happy birthday, Tyler. I asked him if he wanted to do this show with us today. He did not. He's not so much into doing this, and that's all right. So it's crazy that I have a kid that is 17 that, as of his next birthday, he will be an adult.
Yep.
And that's crazy. I am super old, and that sucks. But luckily, we still got a little 13-year-old Lane here.
Yeah, hi.
How do you feel about your brother getting old?
I don't like it. I told him multiple times yesterday to stop aging.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, probably not. I told him to go to a cryogenic chamber so like he doesn't age. He's like frozen all his life.
Okay.
Until like I get to his age.
Okay.
Then we'll go to college together.
Yeah. See, it's a weird age for you guys right now because like you guys really aren't that far apart in age.
No.
But you're in junior high and he's getting to the point where he's about to graduate. Like in 10 years from now, like that age difference like won't mean anything whatsoever.
Yeah.
And for the rest of your lives, that's basically how it'll be. But for right now, so are you, we're jumping ahead of ourselves. Although tomorrow, Tyler has his very first college visit. We're going to Northern Kentucky University to check out a college for the first time ever. That's my first time ever doing that. I never did that when I was a kid because I didn't go to college. Yeah. So that's a first for me completely. But I'm taking Tyler to go do it. So that's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Yes. So happy birthday, Tyler, 17. We went to an arcade yesterday. We spent his birthday at the arcade.
I demolished Taggart and GoldenEye on the GameCube.
Yeah. How about when you and Taggart were playing Smash back there? Who won that one?
Me and him went against each other the first time.
Yeah.
I demolished him.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We also used the Pro Controllers, which made me actually want to like buy a Pro Controller even more.
Same here.
Because they're so good.
Yeah.
And then we played like on a team, and I carried, so.
Gotcha. Well, Taggart doesn't have as much experience as you do on Smash. Although now, thanks to my Windows PC crapping out and my, it's Tyler's Switch, the battery ran all the way down, so our mod for the Switch is all screwed up now, and I can't exactly fix it, which sucks.
Well, you can if you do all of it again
on the Mac. Which I'm not going to do.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just going to wait till I get a new PC, and we'll tackle it again then. Luckily, it'll still play all the games that we actually own.
Yeah.
It's not like there's nothing new
anymore.
Right.
But we can't play online.
All right, so let's... We're going a little long here on our What's Up segment, but we got to touch on this real quick because we've talked about it, I think, the last episode or two. Resident Evil 2 on PS4, we beat last night. We finally, it took us a long time. It took us way longer than everybody else in the world playing it. Well, I mean, but it also took us like 3 weeks to beat it is what I'm kind of more talking about here. We were very limited to the time that we had to play it together, and last night we finally had a good amount of time to sit down and play. Although it was like 3 hours that we played last night or so to finally wrap everything up.
Yeah.
So I'm really only speaking from this game point of view, not even comparing it to the original game, because it's been so long since I've played the original game. And then everything I've read said they changed a lot of stuff, and I don't know what was changed and what was not changed. I'm not that up on Resident Evil 2, but I absolutely loved this game. I enjoyed every moment of this game. There was a couple times where I felt like, okay, I'm tired of running back and forth to do some of the puzzles. That towards the end there, like, it was like, all right, we know we're about to finish this up, so I'm tired of running from one place of the place to the other to do something. That's my only gripe with it at all. What'd you think?
I had like the same problem. I didn't like. I knew that there was gonna be puzzles, but I wish it was more horror than a puzzle game.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like there were just way too many puzzles that you had to go everywhere for.
But I feel like because of that is what made the game as scary and creepy as it was.
You had to because go what, all the way back.
So to me, what it sounds like is you're describing like you wanted it to be Left 4 Dead, where there's just a butt ton of zombies coming at you, and you got to shoot them and survive.
Yep.
But that game, as fun as it is, I love Left 4 Dead, that game is not scary in the least bit.
Yeah, I know that.
And this game is. So I think to be able to achieve that, they really had to slow things down, and they had to, you know, make you creep through hallways and stuff like that. That was... I understand what you're saying about so many puzzles, but at the same time, I think it was the only way to really do it to where it made the game as scary as it was. And that's the selling point of this game, so... What was the creepiest parts of the game to you?
Probably parts of Tyrant.
Tyrant
going through walls and stuff like that.
Tyrant has now, and maybe he was back in 1998. I don't remember, but Tyrant is like now one of my favorite video game characters ever. They did such a good job with him. Every single time I saw him on the screen, it was just such a creepy feeling. And I thought it was very cool the way they pulled that off. He was an awesome character. Yeah. I was like excited every time he came back. And Lane's like, why are you happy that this guy is back? And I'm like, I just loved him. He's such annoying. A good character.
And then we hired Big Boy Tyler at the end. Like I even guessed it. Like yeah. Everything was shaking. I was like, oh, it's gonna be Big Boy Tyler. And then he came. And it's awesome.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yep.
It came out in 1998. Yeah. Over like how many long time?
So the
21 years ago.
And there's rumor that they're making Resident Evil 3 already. That's already in production. So hopefully that happens.
Yeah.
The Tyrant was awesome, and towards the beginning of the game, the Lickers, where the dude was chilling up on the ceiling, and you could like slowly walk underneath him and not be detected, was I think that was the creepiest.
But then
part
you
the
would
game.
Get past him, and then you'd be like, "Oh rah! Wait, no, you're there." Yeah.
But walking underneath him and just like you know imagining yourself like tiptoeing like through this like really scary looking hallway. And then with this crazy-looking thing above you,
yeah,
I loved that. I thought that was
yeah.
such a cool part of the game. Yeah, awesome game. So we beat it as Leon. Now it's time to play it as Claire.
I think we need to do the ghost stories things first.
Yeah, there's all kinds of extra stuff on there, which is cool. Yeah, I know Tyler wants to play through it as Claire. I don't know if Lane wasn't even wanting to finish the game last night, which... Obviously, I think he was glad that he did.
Well, I was glad, but it was a puzzle thing that just bored me.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of the reasons why I just didn't want to come down and finish it.
But
it was just
thought,
so boring.
I thought it was fun with the three of us kind of all giving input on the puzzles and stuff. Like, this was fun. I mean, I'm not really sure that I can name another game that the three of us sat down and played start to finish and actually beat a game.
Uno.
Fun. I mean, there's no beating Uno.
Monopoly. So. You beat Monopoly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It was a different experience, and I enjoyed it, so I hope we can do more of that.
Yes.
I've been playing through Yakuza 0 for the last week or two or so. I've probably put about 7 or 8 hours into it so far. It's like a 30-hour game, which will probably mean about a 40-hour game. I love it. It's a great game. It's exactly like the other Yakuza game. There ain't really much different to say about it. I love the story of it. It, like, instantly got me from... The very beginning, I love the story of it. I love these games so much. Anything else?
Do you ever get kind of bored while playing it, like when you're like reading the subtitles, but like they're still talking, and you're just like done reading the subtitles?
Well, I mean, sometimes I'll just click the X button and just kind of go on to the next thing if I
read. No, I mean like during a cutscene.
Oh, no, I don't, which is crazy, because some of the cutscenes are just so long. Like I finished Chapter 2 and went into Chapter 3 of the game, and like the video at the end of Chapter 2 was a good 15 minutes long, and then Chapter 3 started and it like kind of started a whole new story of a whole different character in at the beginning of Chapter 3, so then there was like another like 15 or 20 minute just video that you're just watching, which normally I'm not into, but for some reason with these games I love the story. I love the voice acting. I think it's great. So, it's all in Japanese, so you have to read it. And that's usually not something I'm into
also. I'm watching, like, Overwatch, something like that, and they'll have, like, some documentaries on some of the teams. Like, they're talking, like, Korean or Japanese and something like that. And I'm done reading the text. And then they're still talking for, like, another 2 minutes.
Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah, I love the game, though. I'm really, really into it. I can't wait to see how this one ends. And then I want to... buy another one. I want to get all of them that are available for PS4 and play through all of them. That's kind of my goal for the year, is I want to play and finish some video games. And I think Yakuza is kind of where I'm at right now. That might change by next month, though.
You bought Super Meat Boy.
I was playing Super Meat Boy the other night, yeah. Tyler had a bunch of his friends down in the basement for his birthday, so I couldn't hang out where I normally would on a Friday night. So the Xbox was in the living room upstairs. So I played some Super Meat Boy. I made it to the first boss stage. I tried it about 50 times. And I went and did something else. And then I came back to it and tried another 25 times or so. And I haven't played it since. So that's hard, man.
That first boss is so hard.
Yep, it is. Have you beat him?
At one point I have.
Yeah.
But a while
I think
ago.
I have too. Like when I originally had it on Steam, I think I got further than that in the game, but I don't really remember.
Yeah, I know that I at least got to World 2.
Gotcha. All right, well, that's enough talk about video games. Let's get Taggart on here and talk about...
More video games.
Today, we didn't even say what this episode was. Today, we're going to talk about Nintendo Direct. They had a big press conference this past week and showed off a bunch of new games.
Not really a press conference.
Okay, yeah. Not a 35-minute-long video. Yeah, you're right. Not a press conference. So, yeah, we're going to get into that. We're going to get Taggart on here. Let's do it.
So we got Taggart here to talk about more video games.
More video games.
We're talking about the Nintendo Direct. What's up, Taggart?
Hey, what's happening?
How you doing, man?
Doing good. Long time no see.
Yeah, since yesterday.
Yeah.
Taggart came out for Tyler's birthday. He went to the arcade with us. Him and Noah, his son, went to the arcade with us. And then came back here and we played an awesome Mortal Kombat tournament.
Yes.
Which I lost.
Won with a brutality.
Taggart lost.
Yes.
I won with an awesome brutality at the end. Yes. We played. How did we do? We did every win you got 2 points. You got a fatality. You got a point.
Brutality got 3 points.
3 points.
Yeah.
Me and Tyler were tied close. I think, yeah, at the last match, it was either me or Tyler was going to win.
Yeah.
And I had Jason, who is terrible at Mortal Kombat. But I ended up winning with a brutality at the end, and I sliced off Tyler's head. It was cool. We did all random characters. We weren't allowed to choose our own characters, which made it definitely more fair.
Yes.
It was fun. And we'll do that again in August when Mortal Kombat 11 comes out.
Not
we'll do
a August. Big,
April. Sorry. We'll do a big Mortal Kombat 11 tournament when that happens. All right, Lane, so get us
into it. And it'll be a lot different because there'll be different characters and different combos and everything.
Yeah.
So but I'll still...
You got to get on it, Tiger. You got to pick your character. You got to...
I had 0 points for half the thing, and then I got third place and almost beat Tyler.
Yeah.
Well, I did beat Tyler.
Yeah, you did beat Tyler one time, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just need to practice.
He was the birthday boy. I should have let him win, but that's not how we do that.
No.
All right, tell us what Nintendo Direct is, Lane, and then let's get into it.
Nintendo Direct, basically a video press conference that Nintendo does every couple of months to showcase some games, announce some new ones, and it's just all kinds of news for Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some big news this week. It's happened on Wednesday, about 35 minutes long. And so our first game that they announced, which what they kicked off the show with, was Super Mario Maker 2, which comes to Nintendo Switch in June. So I'm really excited for this. Yeah.
I really wanted Mario Maker for the Wii U, but we never did get a Wii U.
Yeah.
So, and this one's not just a port. It is actually a new one, and that's a huge plus because I was worried that Nintendo was just going to port everything.
Yeah.
Taggart, any interest in Mario Maker?
I mean, I'm not really any... I don't really have any, like, imagination towards building a stage, but I'd play what other people play.
Yeah. So that's a problem that we have, is that our Switch is modded. Therefore, we do not have access to online features. So therefore, a game like Mario Maker
is useless.
Is kind of not going to work out very well for us. So add that to the negative list of modding your Switch. Because there's a few of those in that negative category now that's almost made me regret doing it, but also kind of not at the same time. You take the good with the bad. I basically just need another Switch.
Yes.
Is the answer to the...
We just need to buy another one. We need to, like, not buy more Yakuza games. We need to save that money up for the Switch so you can buy other Nintendo games.
Nah, I don't know. We'll see about all that. But Mario Maker 2 does look cool. That is definitely one that I'm interested in, but our current situation right now...
But we could get it, but we just...
We can build our own stage,
which is still fun. We could like build our own stage for each other. Like that's still a thing that we can do.
Yeah, that still sounds extremely fun.
Yeah,
but I know it is also still, you know, downloading other people's creations.
Yeah,
is kind of the best.
Doing the don't move creations and all those kind of things. All
right, what else?
We got Box Boy and Box Girl announced for Nintendo Switch. Skip.
I thought that looked okay. Sometimes I'm into those goofy-looking indie games.
It looks like Comics Was Alone, which was a...
Great game.
Which was a fantastic game on PlayStation 3 that we played.
What did it look like?
Thomas Was Alone.
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, that was one of the little just indie little platformer games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd never heard of Box Boy previously, but actually I thought this kind of sounded cool.
I just made that cool. Spike.
Yeah. All right.
Then we got Dragon Quest XI S Echoes of an Exclusive Age Definitive Edition arrives for Nintendo Switch this fall.
So I don't know enough about Dragon Quest. I've never really got into it, although it's one of the ones I always kind of wanted to check out. It looks like this is another remake or another
Definitive Edition. So
so not a new title for Dragon Quest, but I guess
if I've seen one of those games, it's kind of like the Zelda or Legend of Zelda Hyrule Warriors or whatever. Is that kind of like the same or is it like an RPG? Or
I think it's RPG for the most part. I'm not 100%
sure. More like Breath of the Wild?
No, not like Breath of the Wild, no. More like the old like 16-bit style.
Well, I saw that you could
or maybe
make
not.
It.
I don't know.
Well, no, I'm almost, because it includes 16-bit version, but I'm almost certain that it was like you could go everywhere and also this is 16-bit version, which I thought was really cool.
Gotcha.
I'll have to watch some YouTube videos on
it. Yeah, same here. It's something I've wanted to check out. And there's another one on this list that I've always wanted to check out that we'll get to here in a little bit also.
All right, what else, Lane?
So then we got Captain Toad Treasure Tracker gets free co-op update, paid DLC in March.
So this is a game that already exists, and they just added a two-player co-op function to it.
But we're I kind of wanted to check this out, like play with Mama or something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably a fun game.
Okay, so this is one of my favorites here. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 releases this summer on Switch as a must-buy for me. Me and Tyler played the first Marvel Ultimate Alliance games on the Xbox 360, and we loved them.
Okay.
So I think it'll be really, really fun to play the new ones.
I think this one said you could have four players.
Yeah.
It did look cool. It looks like it's just a beat 'em up, right? Like an arcade beat 'em up. Which is cool. I like
that. But it's not just a side scroll like beat 'em up. It's a
Yeah, that did look cool. Have you ever played any of those, Tiger?
Which one?
The Marvel Ultimate Alliance. Have you ever played any of those?
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, so very fun.
Right.
You're correct, Tiger.
Thanks.
So now then you got Yoshi's Crafted World gets a demo ahead of launch. So, a demo for a game that we've been waiting for like 2 years.
I think I've seen videos of that. It looks pretty fun.
We've been waiting for this game for way too long.
It looks like a Little Big Planet style of artwork. It
looks like Little Big Planet mixed with Unravel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does look cool. I mean, all of those games are good games. Yes. So.
Then you got Fire Emblem Three Houses launches in July.
That's another one I've been try to.
That's what I said I wanted to get to. So Fire Emblem has been one that I've had my eye on since like Game Boy Advance days, but I've never actually played one. And then when we modded the Switch, I was like, I'm going to check out Fire Emblem, but I still hadn't got to it yet. This video of this game made me not want to check out Fire Emblem anymore. I thought this game looked really stupid.
Yeah.
So
I don't think it's always been like that, though. This game did look pretty dumb. With like, you had to like train your like students and then like send them off into battle.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
It was kind of, that was one that I was like, oh, I can't wait to see what they show about this one. Maybe this will be the one that's like cool and I finally pick it up or something. But based upon this video, it looks really stupid.
Yeah. And it took up a big chunk of what could have been WarioWare.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, they did not announce WarioWare, which.
WarioWare or a Punch-Out game.
Why is there no WarioWare game for this stupid console? I don't understand it.
Perhaps E3?
Maybe. Hopefully.
Yeah, that's what I think. Because E3's soon. E3's in like.
I just don't think Nintendo cares about WarioWare. I don't. Maybe it doesn't sell well, and that's why they're just not churning them out the way I figured they would. Because I love those games. And this, it's crazy that the Switch doesn't have one yet. All right, up next.
We've got Square Enix RPG Unaki comes to Switch this summer. I did not botch that name. I'm actually happy that I did not botch that. I don't know what this game is. Is this the one that we didn't like know? Or is this the...
I don't know. There was one of them that they showed off that
I thought looked cool, but I can't remember if it was this one.
I'm trying to see if it's on this.
Let's see. I got a little video here.
No, it's...
This one, that's not sorry, we're thing. Literally just watching a video.
No, that's not the thing I'm thinking of.
Yeah, this one looks more like an RPG.
Do you know the one I'm talking about? The
I don't know. All right, so what we're saying is we don't really remember much about this game.
Oh, it's the Platinum game. That's
what it is. Okay.
The title is described as, yeah. Okay.
All right, what's up next? Next is the...
Okay, the Disney Tsum Tsum for Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
This is a mobile game onto a Nintendo Switch. Looks cool. Looks funny. Next.
I guess.
Deltarune Chapter 1 will be free download on Nintendo Switch.
I don't remember what that was.
That is the sequel to Undertale.
Okay. Well, so Chapter 1 will be free, but following chapters will not. I don't remember what it looked like, though.
It's... Have you seen... Okay. The thing we got with all the dogs, they didn't, like, tell us anything.
Yeah.
Because we already knew about it because it was already a game. Yeah. That is the game I'm talking about.
That's next on the list.
Okay, no, it's not. Okay. Yes, it is. Okay. Astral Chain is Platinum Games' next Nintendo Switch game. This game looks freaking amazing.
This game looks awesome.
Yes. I actually would like to play this.
Yes, I will.
I don't know how the gameplay looks, but it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, if you haven't seen this one, Taggart, check out this one, man. It looks crazy.
Yeah.
It looks super cool.
It looks amazing. Like, do you see that? Yeah. You see that right there? That's amazing. Great.
Yeah, I wish that was out now. When does that come out?
No release date.
Okay.
I think 2019 was a date on it,
though. Yeah. That looked very cool. It's Platinum Games. Is that supposed to mean something to me?
Platinum Games.
Thinking maybe that's the makers of the game?
Yes, that is.
What else do they make?
Let's stay on that link. I'm looking it up real quick.
All right. All right, you look that up. The next one they covered is Rune Factory 5 is in the works, and Rune Factory 4 is
Bayonetta.
Headed to Switch. Okay.
Bayonetta's the big
Bayonetta.
One.
Bayonetta. Okay.
Which they actually did say it's not on this list, but Bayonetta 3 is in the works.
Yeah, I don't know anything about those games.
Have you ever played those? Zero.
No. Bayonetta or Rune Factory?
Either one.
I've never played.
Neither one, no.
The Bayonetta looked pretty cool, though, from what I've seen, though.
Mm-hmm.
We are just a new... Okay. Hellblade Senua Sacrifice coming to Nintendo Switch this spring. So this game... this game was on the Game Pass. I've seen this on the Game Pass many times.
Okay.
It's an action game. Looks actually pretty cool. I think you would like...
Was this one like the side-scroller...
No, that's not the one. That's not the same one.
Okay.
This one, so this game was made in collaboration with people who, like, have, like, visions and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, psychological people. So, like, a bunch of the scenery and stuff like that is based off of those kind of, like, visions and stuff like that.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. We're gonna skip that one for right now. Daemon X Machina is getting a free demo for Nintendo Switch. It's a huge mech game.
Mech game, yeah. So and when they said mech game, I thought, oh, cool, man. I loved, what was the Anthem. Mech? No, the mech games back for the original PlayStation. Taggart, any idea? Mech Assault or Mech Warrior or Mech?
Mech Warrior.
What was it?
Warrior, I remember.
Mech Warrior, okay.
Mech... I think Mech Assault was one, too.
Yeah. I can't remember which one I played back in the day.
I just remember Small Arms.
I remember playing Mech Warrior
a couple times.
Yeah. So this one said it was a mech game, so that kind of piqued my interest. But then the video didn't look all that great.
There was demo, so... Go to GameStop and go play.
The next one's a pretty big one.
Which was kind of dumb, because Tyler said that nobody cares about it, which I don't care about it, but also... do care about
know
it.
That people so, do care about
it. Final Fantasy 9 releases on Nintendo Switch, and Final Fantasy 7 coming in March. So it said, and then the description says Final Fantasy 10 and 10-2 still on deck for April. Okay, so
lots of Final Fantasy coming out this year. For
I want to play Final Fantasy so bad. I want to play the.
I'd probably pick up 9. I have 7 on the PS3. Mm-hmm. And I have 10 and 10-2 as a like combo box.
Gotcha.
So you like Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so like,
are they still like role like role games, like yes. role based games,
RPGs? Yes.
Yes.
But they're not quite.
They're
not.
They're
not as turn based as.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Right.
Right.
I had Final Fantasy 15, which was.
Yeah.
It was good, but it was bad at the same time.
Yeah.
Like you did a lot of driving, which is cool that you did driving in a game like that.
Yeah.
But you did a lot of driving.
Gotcha. And so like I'm
are those games all connected? Like do I have to play all 14 games, play 15?
No.
You don't know?
No, you don't have to. Okay. They're all
I might like go linear. Once like 15's cheap or something like that, I might go buy that.
So I want to play Final Fantasy VII is where I'm at, and I want to do that here soon. I watched a friend of mine basically play through the whole game like back when it first came out, but I've never really sat down and played it. But do I want to play it on the Switch or do I want to? Because they've got a whole like remaster coming out for PS4, right?
Eventually,
that's like a all new like HD graphics and stuff. So yeah. I feel like. I should probably just wait for
I've also
that.
Seen a bunch of speedruns of those games. Mm. Those one place where you have to hit a boss for like 999 damage and you have to have this special potion to be able to do that. Mm. And this guy forgot to pick up the potion, but it was like a 1 out of 1 million chance that he would get it, and he got it. He like freaked out.
Right on. That's a good deal. I mean, any Final Fantasy game coming to the Switch is going to sell. So
yeah. Then we got Tetris Battle Royale is real and free on Nintendo Switch today. So
Tetris 99, I think, is what the actual title of the game.
99 people playing Tetris.
It's Tetris Fortnite Battle Royale.
Yes.
Battle Royale.
Yeah,
sounds pretty fun.
Yeah. I think so too. Yeah. Same here.
It reminded me of the 1 versus 100 thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought they were gonna do for it. They were like a classic game coming back on this huge like Royale game. I was like, oh, is it gonna be 1 versus 100? That would be freaking awesome. I think you would be a lot more excited.
I would be on 1 versus 100 as soon as it came out.
Yeah.
But I am a huge diehard Tetris fan. I have been since the original.
And
game
I love
Boy.
Tetris too. So.
Yeah. It's a weird concept, but there's been a lot of like weird Tetris games released
and it's cool
over the
you
years
can see,
that are
like,
still
everybody
good.
Else's puzzles too. You can see everybody else's.
So here we are again with a modded Switch that makes it to where we cannot play this game.
Yeah, and
which
you need
sucks.
Nintendo Online too.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna try it out and I'll let you know how it is.
Yeah, definitely.
So second to last.
Next time you come over, bring your Switch with you. Actually,
yes,
because please. I want to try that out also.
Yes.
Okay.
So second to last, Dragon Quest Builders 2 comes to Switch and PS4 this summer.
Okay.
I want to play that on PS4.
So some Dragon Quest is also added to that list of games I've always felt like I wanted to check out. What's but not game? This. This is a Builders game, and that's not what I'm into. But I've always wanted to check out the... I think I might have played a Dragon's Quest game back on the Game Boy Advance. Actually, I'm pretty positive.
Probably not
I
a Builders
did,
game.
But
probably
not a Builders just, game, no. Yeah. Because this is like a Minecraft ripoff, and that's not my thing.
Why do you think everything's a ripoff? It's kind of annoying. You're turning into Tyler. You're saying everything is a ripoff.
When a game does exceptionally well,
that's
then
like
the ripoffs come out of the woodwork. I mean,
that's
as soon
like
as Fortnite
saying
does
Mario.
Well,
that's like it's like oh, Mario was like an original platform, and then you had Sonic. Oh, Sonic ripped off of Mario. It's a platformer. All
right.
Like that's what you're turning into. It's kind of annoying. You did that with Apex Legends too, okay. But you don't even like Fortnite. You're annoying.
How is Sonic compared to Mario?
That's what I was trying to say.
Just, yeah, it's a side scroller, but like there's totally different
people
dynamics
say,
to it.
People say dumb things like that and be like, oh, this game ripped off of this because they're both platformers and they both came out in the same year or something like that. Stupid.
Yeah,
well. Okay, back down the list to see this last one.
We got one more game.
One
Tiger,
more.
Why don't you bring in this game? Because I feel like if anybody should bring in this game, it would be you.
Last but certainly not least is The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening Remake. And I will be getting this game for sure.
Are you going to get it day of?
If I have the money, yes.
Yeah, that's
cool. This is the game that I bought or that came with my Game Boy when I had it.
Oh, that's cool. That was my next question of... I assumed you played it back on the Game Boy, but just making sure.
I love, love, love that game so much.
Yeah, I had that
one.
Is that
like
one
of your favorite games?
It's up there, yeah.
So this one,
I hope they expand it, and I hope they, I know the graphics are good. I've seen the video for it.
And there's like Mario characters like woven into the world. Like there's the little like chompy looking dude. And like that was definitely not in the original Game Boy game, right?
Yes, it was.
It was.
That was one of the side quests.
Oh, okay. Had to do.
Oh, cool. Because
he escaped. You have to go find him and bring him back. And
he like escaped from Mario World?
See, he's a pet. The Chain Chomp's a pet for one of the characters in the game, and he goes missing, and you have to go rescue him and bring him back to his owner, and then like she rewards you and stuff.
That's super cool.
Yeah. They have like other Mario-based characters on it too. Like,
I saw a couple different ones in the trailer.
Another.
But were those on the original? Okay.
Cool. Learned something new today.
So I hope they expand it. I hope they expand it to where it's worth the $60 that you're going to ask for when they release it.
So as a Game Boy game, was it a pretty short game?
Not really.
Not really?
Okay. I mean, short because it's a Game Boy game. Right. But
how long do you think it probably was?
Game Boy? I could probably go through it in 10 hours or so, maybe.
Right.
Not too bad.
Yeah, so I agree. Hopefully they expand it then, because $60 for a 10-hour game, although that's exactly what we just did with Resident Evil 2, and I didn't feel like I got ripped
off. That wasn't even a 10-hour. It was supposed to be a 7.5-hour game.
Yeah, but we spent 10 hours on the story, so. Yeah. But yeah,
hopefully. Of course, you guys will play it dark also.
Yeah, right. So yeah, I think that was kind of everybody's most looked forward to game out of the whole entire thing was Zelda, right?
Yeah.
I hope that they follow suit with like Wind Waker and Twilight Princess.
Why would they not? I mean, they could crank out so all of these games, and
everybody's remaking stuff, but they're making so much money off of it.
Yeah, remakes. That's
the whole reason I still want to buy a Wii U is for those two games, because they're the HD remasters and they look.
Was that for 3DS that Ocarina of Time was remade on?
Yes, and Majora's Mask was as well.
I don't understand why just like all of that isn't just already available on the Switch. It just seems like it should be.
I wish it was.
They gotta make other games. Like, if they're gonna only make remakes, then they're not gonna get any money.
Yeah, but people love those old games, and they love buying them for their current consoles that they're using. So all you gotta do is port it, and people are gonna buy it. So.
Yep.
All right, so let's go around the room here, and what was your top three games that they showed off at Nintendo Direct? I'll go first.
Okay. Hey, Brandon, why don't you go first?
I'm going to go first. So I'm going to go with Zelda Link's Awakening, of course. I'm sure that's on all three of ours. Astral Chain was the other one that I thought looked really cool. And Mario Maker 2. Those are my top three.
I'm going to say top three in 3, 2, 1. I'm going to say Astral Chain, Mario Maker 2, and then Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Zelda is not on.
Zelda is not.
Okay.
I've played about 45 minutes of Zelda in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I played a little bit of the Breath of the Wild. That game's too hard.
You might like this one better, though, because it's more of the old style of Zelda.
But also, old games are harder.
Yeah, but I'm sure this one's made easier because it's a new game.
Maybe.
Yeah, whatever. Sagar, what you got? Your top three.
I'm going to go Box Boy and Box Girl. I'm just kidding. I'm going to say, I'll give Mario Maker a try. I think that looks, I mean, these look fun as hell.
Yeah.
Probably the Astral Chain game. I just saw a picture of it. It looks cool as heck.
Mm-hmm. You gotta watch the trailer. Yeah, you can't just look at a picture.
Definitely watch the trailer.
The picture might look cool, but you gotta see the whole entire video.
Yep.
I will. I'll look at it after we get done. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Link's Awakening.
Link's Awakening.
For sure.
For sure. Yeah, so I mean, that was a pretty good Nintendo Direct. They had a handful of things that I thought looked really cool.
We were all just waiting for WarioWare or Punch-Out. Punch Out on the Switch would be so good.
Yeah, Punch Out on the Wii was awesome.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever play on the Wii U? Or the Wii, I'm sorry.
On the Wii, yes. Yeah.
Did Did you know that you can almost beat the Haunted game, Punch-Out game on Wii without blocking or dodging?
I played it a little bit when my Wii was modded.
Same
it
looked,
it
was no, we bought the game.
Did we?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm almost certain we bought that game day.
Come on, Nintendo. Give us a WarioWare and give us a new
Punch-Out. E3 is where everything, because they just made Mario Maker announcement here. And everybody's going to be like, oh, look, if they don't make it here, then they're going to make it at E3. So that means Mario Maker is to the side for E3 for these huge new games.
Was it Nintendo that said that they weren't even doing anything at E3? Or was that PlayStation?
PlayStation, because PlayStation's stupid. Yeah. PlayStation's annoying. Oh, PlayStation has been annoying me lately with stupid stuff.
All right.
Ugh.
Me and Taggart and Scott from the Unknown Podcast, we played a little Rainbow Six Siege last night. We're trying out this new thing called Howdy Ink Plays, and it's on our YouTube channel, so you can go subscribe and check it out.
Hashtag Howdy Ink Plays, no space, and then you played.
Yeah, I fixed it. we're just streaming some games is all we're doing, because we're so cutting edge, and like, you know, we do things cool before they're, I got nothing.
Yeah,
So we played Rainbow Six Siege last night, which Rainbow Six was one of my first games that like I really spent a lot of time online playing, and I really hadn't played Siege very much at all because it didn't look like the old game, so I kind of didn't give it much of a chance.
Yeah, then I bought it on Xbox and you never played it.
Lane's had it on the Xbox forever. Then this weekend was free to play on the PS4, which I gravitate to my
Why
PS4
don't they just
now.
Make it freaking free on one of these like the This is the main game that is, because it's also free on Xbox this weekend too.
And PC.
It is always free.
They do like, it's only $12 if you get the full version.
Right.
But it's still like $50 for the full version.
But if you, no, it's on sale on PlayStation right now. It's like $16 for the base version.
$12.
Okay.
Yeah, go buy it. That's what you should
be doing. But then there's also like a $90 version.
Yeah,
because like that includes season 1, 2, and 3, yeah, and all this extra stuff, and you kind of got to have that stuff to go with it, I think.
Not really.
But I don't know about you, Tiger, but I really enjoyed what we played last night. I had fun with it.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, so that one I might need to pick up, because I mean I got it on the Xbox, but then me and Tiger can't play it together, so I need it on the PS4.
So go buy it.
Which is what Scott's saying too. He's also got it on the Xbox. It's kind of silly that we both have it on the Xbox and we're trying to play it on the PS4, but I don't know. I like playing it on the PS4 better.
Then go buy it on PS4.
I'm trying to justify buying an Xbox.
Yeah.
Do you even have an Xbox?
No. I just have a PS4 and a Switch. But I kind of want an Xbox just because like you guys are always playing all these games on Xbox and it's like, oh,
not really though.
Yeah, I mean I kind of don't mind getting everything for PS4 because I'm still trying to build up my library on PS4.
Yeah, but, have a lot of games on PS4.
But I mean,
we need like 400.
And again, like a lot of the games are dual platforms, and so yeah, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of exclusive stuff going on for the Xbox.
Yeah,
but I mean, we could play like Halo together, and like that would be fun. Yeah.
Though right now, do you know what the two games that are what is it, 17th? Oh crap, 17th.
And you said like the games on Xbox that are free,
or two games are right now that are fully cross platform that you could play with your friends and go into a party yard?
No, what?
Fortnite and Rocket League.
Oh yeah, I did know that.
Of course.
Yeah, I told you that.
So we're definitely not playing either one of those. We tried Fortnite for a little while. Me and Taggart and our buddy Dave kind of got into it there for a brief moment.
Could have gotten a win if you would have just shot that guy's build down.
Scott played with us a little bit too.
Scott played with us, yeah. Like I actually bought the Battle Pass 1 month. I've actually given $10 to Fortnite, so
that was, it's free this month if you complete the in-game
13 challenges. It is free because Apex Legends is killing Fortnite.
Yeah,
that
we
is
tried out
reason
Apex
why.
Legends and that didn't. I don't know. It's so just
we had the same outcome. We both suck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's not that it's bad. It's just that
we did not
good.
We did not totally suck at Rainbow Six last night. Our team won twice in a row. So
in Terrorist Hunt, or actual game.
So when you go to the multiplayer Terrorist Hunt thing, like it, there's like five different modes of play. And one of them is to protect the hostage, which when we started playing, Scott was playing with us, and he's like, this is my least favorite of all of the modes, just so you know. Yeah.
And we played that.
Taylor Short?
Yeah. So we played that two or three rounds, I think we did. And we won two in a row. And I, like I said to Scott too, I was like, you know, if this is your least favorite, then that's pretty cool because I had fun playing this. So if the other ones are even more fun than this one, then, you know, I probably should check it out finally.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Bye.
What's that? Anthem is coming out the 22nd?
Yeah, yes. That's the problem, man. Yeah, Anthem comes out like in a week. So yeah. I don't know that I can go buy it.
It's only 12 bucks. I might just go buy it. I have 12 bucks.
All right.
Do it, dude. Do it.
Yeah, so I am looking forward to Anthem. I think that's one I want all of us to play. And then Mortal Kombat comes out a couple months from there. But I like that we're finally like kind of spending a little bit of time playing video games online. I hadn't done that.
I've definitely been playing more video games this year so far than I probably have most of last year.
Same here. I with us playing through Resident Evil and me starting Yakuza 0, and then we've kind of got online and played together a couple times in the last couple weeks. Yeah, definitely more video gaming going on for me than there has been in a while, which is cool.
I beat Spider-Man last night, Lane.
Yeah.
Did you platinum trophy?
No, I'm going to go back through and...
Did you platinum trophy? Good job, Taggart, for being...
Good job, but you need to platinum trophy it.
I will. I'm going back through and getting the stuff. But those collectible things are a pain in the butt.
What, the backpacks?
No, where you have to do the challenges to get the gold, bronze, and silver.
Oh,
I keep getting bronze, and it's aggravating me.
Yeah, Taskmaster and those stuff. Mm-hmm. That's the most annoying thing, the drone. Those things are the most annoying ones ever.
But eventually, I'm gonna get the add-on. Like for all.
I have all the DLC. I need to play them, and like this next week, I just need to play that, get all of it done.
So that's my next goal, is to get all the DLC for that.
There you go. Yeah, lots of stuff.
The plus DLC
of
is big.
Video games to spend money on here in the next couple of months, I guess. I want to get Mortal Kombat 11. I'm usually kind of anti pre-order because I don't think it's necessary for anybody to give somebody money for a product that they haven't got yet.
Don't you want that downloadable map?
But I want but with Mortal Kombat 11, if you pre-order, you get Shao Kahn as a playable character and you get the beta access, and I'm a sucker for beta access. So I would love for us to do like a Howdy Inc. plays on Mortal Kombat beta. That would be super fun.
Look at this. Look at how awesome we are because we spent extra money to be able to play this game.
Well, not extra money, but because I want to do is just go on Amazon and pre-order it because I still want physical copy because it's not completely out of...
So you're going to spend $120 on it?
Why do I need to spend $120 on it? If I can spend $60 and get the base game and the pre-order, that's all I need.
Oh, do you get like the pre-order box with the code?
You were saying a couple weeks ago you were going to get like the big gold version or whatever.
I was thinking about the $100 version because it comes with all of the DLC packs that they put out.
That's what you should do. I don't think you need. I think if you do that, because don't you also get a hard disc? Don't you also get a hard copy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just do that instead of having to pre-order it on Amazon.
I'm talking about pre-ordering the physical copy on Amazon. It'll be mailed to me the day the game comes out.
But then, how do you get beta access?
I'm not sure how you get beta access in that situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they'll send you a download link in the email or something.
I probably get an email that has a code in it of some sort, would be my guess.
If anything, it'll be fine if you don't have beta.
I mean, lots of people pre-order off Amazon and they get the stuff that you get. I've just never done it before. But I'm kind of mad at GameStop, so I don't really want to buy it from them.
Yeah, don't get it from GameStop. GameStop being stupid.
Hey, I am a fan of GameStop right now.
Right now, because you got your new Ninja Turtle toy there for sure. I'm not a fan of GameStop because I walked in there last week to buy Yakuza 0. I looked it up to make sure that they had it in the store. It was $19.99 for a new copy, and it was $18.99 for a used copy. So I went in. How can I help you? I said, I need a copy of Yakuza 0. So they automatically grabbed the used copy because they make more money off of used copies. And I understand how that works. And I said, actually, do you have a new copy? I'd rather have a new copy. And he's like, oh, yeah, we do. We have one left. So he got the box and then he got back in the drawer to pull out the cartridge or to pull out the disc.
It was only the disc?
No. So I'm like, no, he had the box and he had the disc, but it wasn't a sealed copy of the game. So I said to the guy, I said, well, I guess that's not new then, is it? If it's been opened. Well, we have to open it to put it on display if we left the disc in it. Then somebody, I'm like, I understand that, but I don't feel like you can sell me a copy of a game for the same price as if it was sealed, if I could go anywhere else in the world and buy it sealed for $20. And that is one of my biggest pet peeves about GameStop. That is definitely not the first time that's happened to me.
Well, at least they didn't try to sell you everything. Did they try to sell you the disc membership? And do you want to get the sealed copy of this? Do you want to have a protection plan on it?
Yeah, they go through all that every time. And it is
very... You don't need a membership. You just use mine.
I use Tiger's membership, right. I walk in, because of course I don't have your phone number memorized. So every time I'm like up at the counter opening my phone to look up your phone number to tell them, and they're probably like, how does this guy not know his phone number? Because it's not my membership account. That's why.
Exactly.
Has us buying games through your membership benefited you at all?
Yeah, I rack up some points there. I got a $15.
We buy a lot of games.
I got a $15 online thing that I've been trying to use. I was trying to use it yesterday to get Leonardo, and they said, well, we don't know how. Like, she just basically stupid. She didn't know how to make it work. So
fair enough.
Whatever.
Yep. Yeah, I have problems with GameStop. You can't sell me a game that's opened and sell it for the price of new. You can't do that. That's not right. So I bought the used copy. As stupid as that is, I said, never mind, just give me the used copy because I'm not going to pay you $20 for something that's also open. Is that
stickers on it? No.
I took the GameStop stickers off of the case.
I heard a pumpkin head.
All right. Welcome to the podcast, Brian Tigert's boy. Welcome to the show. All right, we got to wrap this up anyway. We got to going. We got to go to Skyline.
I
got to
go eat Skyline.
For Tyler's birthday, as his big family birthday is today. So that's where we're heading.
Sounds good. We're going to go grocery shopping and hunt for some more Ninja Turtles.
All right. You have fun with that.
Will do. You guys too.
All righty, man. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
All right, I'll be here.
That's our episode for today. Nintendo Direct, pretty awesome stuff. Taggart back with us. Always good to have Taggart on.
Yes.
Check out HowdyInc.com, everybody, because there's so much cool stuff on there. You have Howdy Radio, The Next Generation. All 40 episodes are on there. You can listen to all 40 episodes of this awesome show. You can check out The Unknown Podcast. All of the episodes are there. Or you go to theunknownpod.com.
Yes.
Follow us on Instagram at HowdyInc. And check out our new series called Howdy Inc. Plays, which is us live streaming us sucking at video games.
Correct.
What else?
Yeah.
Is that everything?
Not really.
Congrats once again on episode 40 episodes. Go us.
What, 3 years now? Fourth grade?
It has taken place through three different years, 2017, 18, and 19. But it hasn't been a full 3 years, I don't think. Maybe it has, though.
Because
I think we started around May. February or March.
And it might be like March or May or something. Okay.
I don't know. But whatever. 40 episodes. Go us. Yay. All right.
See you guys in the next episode of the Howdy Radio, The Next Generation, episode 41 next week. We might talk about something different, like video games. Maybe.
I'm hoping next week we can talk about video games.
Yes, hopefully. We haven't talked about that as much.
Or wrestling.
Rumor, I haven't talked about that a lot.
Rumor is All In 2 is coming to Chicago in September for All Elite Wrestling. Just so everybody knows, we will be discussing that in the future. Because hopefully we'll be able to go to that. I meant to mention that earlier, but I
probably not.
Whatever. All right.